Hello!
Hey, it's not frosty. I wish it
Birthday!
was. It's too
I
hot.
know. It's hotter, hot enough for you? You think they say that in other states? They
Well,
never said it in Louisiana because it was always hot.
I would think that they would. Oh, I guess because there's no other choice.
Yeah. It's always hot.
It's always hot enough for you.
Yeah. So,
Well,
what up?
welcome to the podcast.
It's been a quick week.
It has. I'm gonna be really honest with you. I only watched three shows.
Which ones?
I only watched Two Southern Charms and Bachelor in Paradise because I had to watch it twice, 2 days in a row.
And I only watched extra than you was the OC. So I can fill you in.
So we didn't watch Below Deck.
Oh yeah, I did. I got that
Oh.
too.
I was about to say, are we losing it?
No, Below Deck was better this week.
Aw. What happened? Give me a short synopsis.
Okay. Still the trashy guest are there, Damien, whatever his name is, the baseball player and his crew. His wife is so white trash. They got in a fight with, they had to dock the boat because of weather, and they had like 2 inches between the boats on either side of them. And so they were docked, and it was at night, and it wasn't raining or storming yet. So they were having their dinner on the deck, and then the boat next door. The drunk guy over there was like, "I'm coming over, I'm coming over." And then Damien's trashy wife, she's like, "You stay your ass over there." And they start fighting back and forth. And then Captain Sandy had to call Joao to wake him up to come and break up the fight. So that
Oh,
was a little
wow.
excitement.
Wow.
Yeah. And Joao came out and saved the day. And I think Captain Sandy's going to marry him. I don't know.
Yeah.
They also had another drama with the anchor. And so Joao and what's the one? Not Jack, but the other one.
Travis.
Yes, Travis had to put on their scuba gear and go down. And
Oh, yeah. Did they get hurt? That's what they were showing on the previews.
nobody got hurt. They seemed like they could be killed. Could be killed. Well, they just went down there and loosened up the chain that it was stuck on, and it was fine. Anyway, again, Sandy wanted to marry Joao after that.
I think Sandy bats for the other team.
Well, but she likes Joao. He might make a change.
Maybe she wants him to be her kid because he's young enough to be her kid.
Oh, maybe. Still more dumb third stew blonde business. She's not answering her walkie-talkie. June, June, Hannah, 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 come on, June. Come in, Hannah, 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 June, June. And then Hannah has to go find her. And she comes around the corner and the chick is standing there with her earpiece out. And Hannah's like, "Is your radio not working?" And she's like, "Oh, well, sometimes, yeah, it works sometimes, but yeah." So then after that, like three times during the show, Sandy's trying to call her. And she won't answer Sandy. And Sandy says, "That's it. I'm putting a stop to this." She goes and finds her. She's folding clothes or something. And she's like, "Here." And June says, "What?" She's like, "This is my radio. You take my radio. And I know this radio works. And you will answer my call because I'm not putting up with this." And
Wow.
June's like, "Oh, okay." And she's like, "I'll bring it back tomorrow." And she's like, "No, this is your radio until the end of the season."
Wow.
Yeah, so it was a little bit better. That was probably, oh, and the American regular people didn't like the sea urchins and stuff that little Chefy was preparing, so they didn't give her a good review.
Aren't sea urchins like poisonous?
I don't know what she served. I wouldn't have eaten it at all. And they're like New Yorkers. Like they wanted, they just,
Lasagna?
I don't know what they wanted, but I wouldn't have eaten it either. I mean, it wasn't, they told Sandy that they were expecting 5-star and it was very not 5-star. So that's going into next week. So
she's not a chef.
No. And there was a little bit more of the shenanigans between every time they get a chance and be silly and stupid and her with her self. But
yeah,
you know, same old. So that's that.
Well, good. That was brief. Good job.
Thank you.
Should we talk about Southern Charm New Orleans?
Yeah. I need to write my notes down. I never write down that one for some reason.
Because we watch it on Sunday.
I know. We watch it together. So then we forget together.
And we never even talk about it. Even though we watch it together, we just go home.
I know.
So they're all in Florida. So
yes,
they took a bus.
Yes.
Unfortunately, they took a bus.
It's not that far from New Orleans, but it seems like they took forever to get there.
It took 4 hours, they said.
Yeah.
But they're going to Florida in the winter.
On the beach.
Why? Like,
there's not another soul there.
Why wouldn't they go somewhere else?
They're not there yet. They're not season 10.
Yeah, you're right.
They gotta wait.
Why didn't they take a bus to like Alabama or like, I don't know, some historical, like, I don't know.
Well, they're already in New Orleans. Where else are you gonna go?
Tennessee. I hear Tennessee is really cool and happening. Nashville.
They could have gone to Nashville on the strip and, you know, with all the bars. That would have been fun. Oh, well they didn't ask us.
Tamika couldn't have renewed her vows on a bar strip. So
yeah, you're right. You are right.
But that's what happened. Tamika renewed her vows. They did a dance party.
And nobody was there to watch it, though.
Yeah.
I thought that was odd. I thought she was going to do it, like, for the group.
Yeah, I guess not.
Just the girl that sang the song.
I guess not.
Okay. Yeah, and then they did a girls versus boys dance off.
Yeah, which was really funny.
That was funny.
I love John.
I love John, too.
They all came down wearing John's neon turtleneck. And every at the art show.
Every person that came around the corner, he would go, ah!
Yeah. That was funny.
It was his responses that was so funny.
Yeah, he was like laying down on the ground.
Yeah, just yeah. Rolling. That was funny. Good. Yeah, he's happy. He's a happy guy.
We love happy.
Yeah.
What just happened?
I don't know. Did you hear it?
No, I can't hear you.
Oh, hello. Can you hear me now?
No.
How can you know how to say no?
Okay, yeah, I guess I just have to hold my ear to it now.
I didn't do anything.
Man, this Anchor is the worst app ever.
Oh, no, they're going to drop us.
Okay, well, Spotify needs to, like, get some manpower, start hiring some people to work on this app if they're going to have it. Just saying.
Yeah, we might have to get us a studio or something.
For real. Can you hear me?
Yeah, clear as day.
Well, it usually plays on speaker. Are you talking on speaker?
Yeah.
No, I'm talking like I'm talking on the phone.
Oh, but I'm talking on speaker.
Well,
I mean, I'm holding it away from my ear.
No, I have to hold it like this, but it's okay. Anyways, so yeah, that's what happened in New Orleans. And
next week's the season finale.
It is?
Yeah, they're going to have the wedding.
Whose wedding? Oh, Reagan.
And Tamika sitting in
the
crowd.
How is it already the season finale?
I know. The shows that need to finish early don't.
Yeah, for real. Because they're on season 10.
I don't know if they're not getting enough viewers, but I like it. I think those people are very interesting.
Well, should we talk about Southern Charm Charleston?
Yes. That one was a little disappointing again.
Yeah, they're boring.
I don't know what's going on. I mean, the fox hunt with no fox?
Yeah, what was that? I heard her explain it, but...
It's just like... It's like a reenactment of a fox hunt. Like, they let the dogs run, and the horses run after the dogs.
So, back in the day, were they... What were they trying to do with the... What was this for?
They would hunt foxes.
For what?
Like...
To hang on the wall or to eat?
I don't know. Make a coat.
That's not really like food.
No, because you don't eat fox, but you would, I guess you would sell the furs.
Foxtail?
Like, yeah. Like to make a fox fur coat. Did you see when Chelsea stopped that lady and said, "Here's the fox"?
No, I didn't.
She was walking by them by the pool. And it was like evidently freezing cold. Everybody was out there freezing and they're all sitting around eating around the swimming pool at tables. And this old lady walks by in a full length fur coat. And Chelsea stops her and says, "Here's the fox. We found it."
I didn't see that. I guess I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
I did see Catherine's.
Her get up.
Yeah. She looks like the Beyonce video. That was funny. They said that.
She looked good.
Yeah, she's interesting.
Yeah, she looked good.
It's a vibe.
When she got the text, she said, from Eliza, she goes, "A fox hunt? Tally ho?"
Yeah. She said, "Does she Google these things?"
Yeah. I thought that was funny. She's usually so dull.
Yeah. It's like, has anybody even gotten drunk?
They all got high in Colorado.
But that's not... Nobody says, "Let's get high for the TV show." It's...
Yeah, I don't know.
Nobody's fun when they're high.
No. I don't know. They showed Austin talking to Craig about Madison.
Madison!
And it's like, why is he letting Shep and Craig tell him how to live his life?
Yeah.
And then Craig says, "Here's the one thing you need to know. This is what I told Naomi when she left me. If tomorrow was the last day at the end of the world, who would you have with you?" And so
I remember him saying that.
Yeah. Austin said Madison. He didn't say who Naomi said.
Yeah.
I guess it wasn't him because she left.
She said Matul.
Not you.
And she's not even on the show. I did hear on Heather McDonald's podcast with Shep. She was like, "Doesn't it kind of seem like Matul's either taking her away from the show or that she's choosing Matul over the show?" And he was like, "Yeah, kind of," which he has no care about anybody but himself.
Oh, no. Shep is the most selfish.
Yeah, but that's what she's choosing not to do the show because of him, I think.
I think so, too. They're going to show next week's the season finale of this one, too.
Aww.
They're going to have a big party at Patricia's. And Ashley's coming, of course.
Of course.
They're still trying to insert her. And it's not even interesting.
They're trying to do something.
Yeah, it's not interesting to me at all. But they show Matul flirting with Cam, or Cam flirting with him. Remember how Cam went gaga over here at that place? And so... Naomi says something cute like, "Oh, it's not nice to say something like that in front of your girlfriend," or whatever. And he said, "Well, only if you don't mean it." Or he was like, it's like he had a quick comeback that just cut her down. Huh. And it was like, that is not cool. That's in the preview, so we'll see that.
Well, did you like Cam's impersonation of Ashley? I thought it was so funny. Cameron?
Yes, when they were role playing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Catherine. Yeah. Yeah, that was funny. I don't have much else. Oh, except Shep, being a jerk that he is, told Cam a big secret that he thought was a big secret about Austin.
What was the
Did
secret?
Did you see that?
Oh, that
for Valentine's
it said
Day,
like anal or something.
It said, "Let's do butt stuff."
The fact that he said butt stuff, if that's what it actually was, like,
yeah, I don't know.
Are you 15? Butt stuff?
Yeah, written out in rose petals.
They
I rewound it. I said, what did he say?
Do they write stuff in petals too? Like that. That is so immature.
And Cameron goes, no. Yeah. And Shep goes, yes. And Cameron says, what did she say? And Cameron said, and Shep says, she said yes.
Well, Madison's for sure a freak. You can just tell.
Well, I mean, why would Austin pick Shep and Craig over a girl who will do butt stuff? I mean, any red-blooded American boy would not have any doubts about which one to pick.
Well, I think Madison's beautiful, regardless of if she's crazy.
She is. And you know what I saw? I guess I saw it online somewhere. They had a side-by-side picture of her and her hair name just went out of my head. She was married to Nick Lachey.
Jessica Simpson?
Yes.
Did they look
a lot alike.
Before she got fat?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
When she was with Nick Lachey.
Yeah.
She looks a lot like Madison.
Huh. Madison.
Madison! They showed it again last night.
I know.
I love it.
I know. Have you seen a picture of Madison's little boy?
No.
He's cute. He has a little chili bowl. He's kind of old. I want to say he was like at least 4.
Well, how old is she? I thought she was like 28, 29.
Yeah. But Austin's not ready to be a daddy.
Well, that's the thing.
I think they're not saying that, but I think that's the whole.
Yeah, he kind of mentioned it.
Yeah.
So.
It's hard to be a frat boy and a dad.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people do.
True.
For sure. So you want to talk about the OC? You're breaking up.
Huh?
I didn't hear any of that. Do you want to hear the OC real quick?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Well, it was the first episode of the season. A big chunk of it was about Shannon Bedore. Because, you know, Shannon Bedore has lost 40 pounds and she's ready to play. So, it was all about that. It showed her getting a facelift, which it actually wasn't a surgical facelift. It was some kind of injections, procedures, and all kinds of stuff that, anyway, she'd had all that done. She was getting personal training from her trainer. Her daughters were there training. Anyway, all this stuff. Her and Kelly go to a bar because Kelly's divorced too. And these men are coming around. I don't know. Does it seem fake? I don't know. It just seemed too much. Like, maybe it wasn't fake. Like, she's probably like that. But it's like she was manic. Like, she kept, like, a guy would come over that knew them. And Kelly would be like, oh, yeah, you want to come over here and stand next to Shannon now, right? You know, like, Kelly's like that. And Shannon's like, like, she's just, like, she's manic. Like, she just, you know, she's not the, you know, depressed, shouting Shannon Bedore like last year, which I think I liked better. But anyway, and then they showed Tamara a little bit. She's a new house, which is interesting. They showed, you know, the house, you know, kind of a tour, and the person they bought it from was a decorator, and oh, it was, you know, all of that. So that was kind of interesting to me because I like that stuff. But then they showed her oldest son, the one that's a loser.
Yeah. And I saw the whole Trump thing.
Yeah. It's like, of course, that they have to make him the Trump supporter of the group. But anyway, I don't think they went too crazy with it because Tamara didn't say anything. She just said, you need to apologize to your brother. And he's like, I'm not apologizing. He called me a racist because I support a wall. He said, and that's fine, but I'm not apologizing, which I thought that was pretty good. Anyway, then there's the new lady, Bronwyn.
Heard that name before.
Second person we know named that. She has a ton of kids, a hot hubby, and all I can say is I hope she's ready for a divorce, because every dang one of those ladies got a divorce on this show. I hope it doesn't happen to her, because she's got too many dang kids.
Well,
so
was that other annoying one from New York on there?
Yes, she got a DWI over the summer or wherever, whatever, a few months while they weren't filming, and is devastated and had to have a phone call with her dad to say how sorry she was about it. And she's so sorry she let him down. And
aw, that's sad.
Well, it was just. Then she had lunch with the other one that we don't like. What's her name? Is it Jennifer or?
One of them's name is Gina.
Gina's the one from New York. The other one, the one with her attorney, her husband's an attorney, but he doesn't take the bar.
Oh, yeah. Are they divorced yet?
They're going to this season. I can just see it in the cards. He's studying for the bar, and he can't stand to be still? In the house. Yeah. Third time. So he goes away for hours at a time every day so he can study for the bar.
Oh.
So then she tells the kids, hey, let's call Daddy. Let's call Daddy. So they call Daddy, and she says, and it's a FaceTime, and she says, where are you? That doesn't look like the library. And he goes, no, I'm not at the library. And it's like, okay, that's weird. Because that's all he said. Anyway, so, yeah, those two had lunch, and all they talked about was the DUI. And Gina's like, so I'm so sorry. Did I disappoint you? And she goes, well, yeah. She goes, there's no reason nowadays for anybody to get a DUI. You can do Uber. You could have called any one of your friends. She said, you don't know. You could have killed someone or yourself, which I thought was, I guess, okay. But I don't want to watch that. Anyway, that's probably about it. No Vicky. No Vicky.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know. Where's Vicky? I think she does appear, but she's not on the opening credits. Nothing.
Wow. And nobody's even mentioned it?
Nope. Kelly has a new boyfriend. He's the plastic surgeon who did some procedure on her.
Who's Kelly?
The dark one. The one that, I don't even know what else to say about her. She was
Does
married.
She have any kids?
Yeah, she has that one little chunky girl. And they showed her and her daughter going to the pet store to find a cat. Because they have some mice.
Oh, the one that you just said was with Shannon?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know her name was Kelly.
Yeah. And she's dating, in my opinion, a creepy plastic surgeon who, after 3 months, is buying her diamonds and stuff and asking her on the phone, what are you wearing?
Dr. John, huh?
Kind of. Anyway, so that's all about that.
Interesting. Well, let's talk about the main show, Yay! Bachelor in Paradise.
Bachelor in Paradise. Can I say something?
Sure.
Almost paradise.
Yeah.
We're knocking on heaven's door.
I do appreciate that they're a little bit in on the joke of how ridiculous the show is. So... I do appreciate that.
I love
that.
The music. I love the song.
Because you know how they're all doing something stupid at the beginning?
Uh-huh.
So.
Almost paradise. Okay,
I must say the first two episodes were extremely disappointing to me.
Well, I think, but isn't it always kind of like that?
Yeah, I think so. But I think it's kind of they shot themselves in the foot with two nights a week.
Well, I know you're not appreciating that, but I think it'll be okay once it gets going.
I have that much time. I don't understand. It's 2 hours, two nights. That's 4 hours.
Well,
that's too much.
I think their clientele needs to be raised a bar, a notch or two.
Well, I mean, I don't know how much better they could have gotten. Those are all the front runners in the last two seasons.
Well, Jane?
Yeah. Well, I said that on my story. They can't have 20 main characters. They have to have some nobodies.
I don't know. They need to try more. Because when Blake is like the superstar of the show, there's something going wrong.
Well, I think they're making it like that.
They set that all up. Yeah, Caitlin did.
Any of those guys could have been the star.
Yeah, I don't know.
I did. So the whole Blake and Caitlin drama. I think I said this before I saw the texts. So they are fighting because they hooked up before they went to Paradise. And they both came. Blake says they both came to an agreement to keep it on the down low. And Caitlin says that he told her to keep it a secret. You're a dirty little secret.
Yeah.
And then Blake so conveniently tweeted their text message or posted their text messages on his story, which was next level savagery.
I loved it. And I liked when he talked about it afterwards, like, I'm really sorry. You know, I've got to share my truth.
Yeah. I wonder what kind of quote unquote backlash they actually get. I mean, I know people on the internet are insane, and I've read comments on like Jed's pictures and stuff. Like, you can see people being like, you're a piece of shit. Like,
yeah. Like, so who is that emotional about a person they don't even know?
A lot of people are. So I wonder I wonder how bad it was for Blake to feel like he had to make that testimonial, like he killed someone.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Caitlin is a master manipulator.
She's just trying to be famous.
Uh-huh. And in the Colton season, she manipulated with Cassie to get Hannah all gone. Yeah. And the other girls, whoever they were, and they were the ones telling Colton, yeah, it's those two that are talking about you or whatever.
Yeah, and she wasn't friends with Hannah.
Uh-huh. And then, so that was happening. And then now she's shows up at this concert. And
says, up with, yeah. No cuddling, just sex.
Yeah.
In the name of Call Her Daddy, if you are going to be a badass, you have to see it through the end.
And don't put it in a text.
Well, don't go on my TV and say, he acted like I was his dirty little secret.
I'm so...
Yeah.
Did he even take a shower?
I just have to say... The amount of filler, I know I've already said this, I've said this like 10 times, but the amount of fillers and Botox she has in her face makes her look overweight. Like, she literally looks, her body is so thin. Yeah. If you look at her face, it's so puffed up. She looks like she's fat.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought she looked really, she looked worn or I don't know what. I know it's hot there, girls.
She's
no
swollen.
Air conditioning.
She looks swollen.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. For 23 years old.
Yeah.
And that's another thing. I mean, these girls, these people are too young.
Well, I mean, it makes more sense on this show. It's just a hookup show on the beach. It's like the real world.
Yeah, I guess. And then you got the people like Blake and what's the other one? Clay. Chris from Emily's season. I mean, how old is that dude?
Yeah.
Five times in a Bachelor show, in the Bachelor franchise.
He's going to get with the Russian.
Oh, he needs to.
I hate to say this, but her accent, something about it, like, grinds my gears.
I don't like her persona at all.
She's like a robot, a Russian robot.
Yeah. And like, so why come on the show? You have a beef with what's his name?
Blake.
And then you ask him on the date so you can have your talk?
Yeah. Well, that's what he said.
Yeah. I agree with him. It's like, what the heck? She just wanted him to look bad?
Yeah.
On the camera?
I feel like
I think she looks bad.
I know, I'm on Blake's side in all of these situations.
I am too, because he genuinely, not literally, I hate people who say that all the time. Genuinely looked
confused.
Baffled, yes. Like, what just happened?
Yeah.
What just happened, you know, all the way around?
Yeah. And like when he was with Caitlin and she was like, I just don't, like, his face was like, his mouth was open. Like,
yeah. Like, she is lying her face off right now.
We saw the text that said, no cuddling, just sex.
Yeah. He's looking at her like, I cannot believe she's lying.
Yeah.
Her face off to the camera right now.
Yeah. Well, I also saw, so I follow Clay, and you know that whole drama.
Wait. Oh, yeah. And Clay was with somebody, and Angela. Annalise was having a problem.
He dated Angela in real life, and they met last year on Paradise. I forgot he was there.
Yeah.
Did you remember that?
Uh huh.
They got to be a couple like immediately, like the first day. So there was no like.
Oh.
Drama, I guess, with them. So yeah. I don't really remember them. But he was doing a Q&A on his Instagram. And somebody said, I heard you don't like your voice. Why is that? And
he's a high talker.
And he replied, it was like, my voice doesn't match my body. It doesn't sound like what I should look like. And I was like, aw.
That's what you said.
I know. I feel bad now. You can't help it.
I know. And I wonder if you could change that.
It's not really like high. It's just like
it's the pitch.
Yes, it's like a little. It's, I don't know. Like it's like nerdy.
I think it's like yeah, and it's like Reagan on Southern Charm New Orleans. It's nasally.
Yeah,
like
from the throat.
Yeah,
I mean, from your nose, not from your throat.
I wonder if he could go to a voice coach and learn how to project from deeper.
Yeah, like, me.
Yeah, because you can do that.
Yeah,
we'll have to message him. Message him, Lindsay.
I know. I feel bad, you know? Like, he sounds like Urkel.
Yeah, like, he's a little nerd.
Yeah.
Hello. Hi, Angela.
Did I do that?
Biceps. Did I do that?
At least he looks good. And poor Bibiana wants to be with him, and he wants to be with Vienna. Oh, nana. I mean, Havana. Oh, nana.
Yeah. Either one. Sheesh.
Yeah, that girl.
They're the same person.
The one from Miami seems. Well, at least Bibiana has, like, she's, like, kind of fast, at least, it seems. Like, she'd be like, oh, no, you didn't. Like, that kind of Hispanic.
Yeah. Yeah, Havana's kind of like, what? Like,
he seems really nice, dude. I can't with that.
Okay. We have to talk about Hannah B.
What about her?
She, watching her.
No, they, Hannah G.
Oh, I wrote Hannah B.
Hannah B was the Bachelorette. I was like, why are we talking about her again?
No, I wrote the wrong thing. Hannah G.
She's a real cool girl. She's just really cool.
She makes me so uncomfortable.
Because she looks like a 12-year-old?
She looks like JonBenet Ramsey getting ready for her beauty pageant. She does look like her. A 5-year-old in makeup.
Well, that poor little Dylan kid. I was like, dude, your game is like nothing. I don't know why she's even hanging out with you. Hopefully they're editing it, but he's like
a little 12-year-old too.
Yeah. He's like, I've just never met anybody like you're just like so cool. So cool. I was like, what?
And then they're sitting on the couch. Yeah, they're sitting on the couch and she goes, well, I think I like you. He grabbed the pillow and put it over his face. Like, oh my god.
Yes. That although they do look good together, like for a picture, they look good.
Yeah, they do, but geez.
They look like they're going to prom.
She needs a wrist corsage.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it makes me uncomfortable. She kissed Wills.
Yeah, what? Did they make them do that?
I don't know. And I don't know. That was so bizarre. It was awkward.
Yeah.
No. And it's like, everybody's there for Hannah. And it's like,
awkward kiss was John Paul Jones and what's her name?
Jane.
No.
Oh, Annalise?
No.
Wait.
Which John one? Paul Jones.
But I missed it.
The black girl. He didn't kiss any of those other people.
I don't know. I don't remember. I know he was throwing up on the beach. Oh, and I was thinking, did he throw up first?
No. He kissed the black girl, and he, like, looked like a lizard.
I must have missed that. Yeah, he said,
I can't remember her name. What is it? It's like
Onyeka?
Onyeka, yeah. Oh. And by the way,
she looks like she could.
By the way, didn't Onyeka and Havana have a huge fight on Colton season?
Was it her or was it Katie?
No.
It was Onyeka. Yeah.
Yeah. I know it is. I'm telling you it is.
Oh, okay. I thought you said didn't.
Well, I'm just saying, like, remember?
Yeah.
They did.
They sure did. Well, are they talking now?
It's all fine now. Well, that's what happens when you're acting. But yeah. And then John Paul Jones ate Jane's taco and threw up.
I mean, over and over and over.
I usually don't like a throw up scene, but that was funny.
I mean, he's just out there.
What was happening? Was it spicy?
I don't know. It's like, why would you throw up? It's like,
do people throw up from spicy?
If it was food poisoning, it would take a while.
Or like, yeah, if it was like something you don't like sushi or something, you just spit it out.
Yeah, like he was eating it and like, man, this is good. And then it's like, ugh.
Yeah, I don't know. That was weird.
He is just a weirdo. He is, I don't know. And then there's Cam.
Ew. Yeah, and Kaylin had to make out with Cam because she's trying to find a rose.
Yeah, she needs somebody. So she just goes over there and it's like, oh, I really like you. Hey, I noticed you over here. It's like, we know you. You scheming little whatever.
Yeah. He has to go. He's the most annoying person.
Like I said, rejects.
Yeah.
I mean, geez. What about the guy, Kevin, with the muscles?
I forgot about him.
He loves himself. He's the one that was fighting with Cam.
Yeah.
For Hannah's season.
Yeah, when he came in and broke up their date.
Yeah.
But he has a little bit of a lisp.
He does. And Chris Harrison told him he needed a tan. Because he was all swole, but a little, you know, a little rough. Little fair. He needed some sun. That was weird. But they never showed him again.
Yeah. They didn't.
I mean. And then the guy that's with Demi. Come on. He looks like a cartoon.
Ew. I think he's so gross looking.
His tank tops are like, I think I have some in my closet. They're so old woman.
Well, it's really hot in the palapas. I've never heard that word before. You learn something new.
I just think everybody else is walking around without a shirt or a Hawaiian shirt that's half buttoned. He's got on a Garanimals muscle shirt for, you know, that you buy at Sears. I don't know. I mean,
Sears, don't it lay back?
That's what it looks like.
I just thought they had tools there.
Oh no, Sears had. We used to buy our school clothes at Sears. Where else would you go? There's nowhere else to buy your Target. Heck no. We used to buy our clothes at Sears to go back to school, and they had rough skin jeans, and they had all different colors like red denim and blue and green. Yeah. So that's what's his name?
Derek.
Derek looks like. And Demi picks him.
She just needed something to do. But I think the girls is a good lineup. Taisha, Demi, Hannah. I think they're a good lineup.
They're a little premium. Yeah.
For entertainment, at least.
Yeah. They need to get rid of Annalise, the grandma. They need to get rid
of. Remember last time she was on, she cried the whole time, too?
She was. Yes. It's not that she's. I guess she is a lot older. She's 10 years older than all the other girls, but she acts so pathetic.
Yeah. And why was she crying? Because Clay was going on a date from her friend.
Yeah.
I was like, are you crying for your friend?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's one thing to be pissed for your friend, but why are you crying?
I don't know. It's just, they need to get rid of her. They need to get rid of Jane.
Yeah.
Demi needs to get behind the bar with Wells because she seems detached from everybody, even though she's kissing all over Derek. But she's not interested in hooking up with anybody. She's just there for the commentary.
That's so true. That would be interesting.
Yeah, she needs to get behind the bar with Wells, and they need to tag team with their counseling and advice.
Huh, good idea.
Yeah. I'm full of them.
Well, Dylan was like, when he first met her, he was like, you're so funny. And she goes, I know. I was like, wow.
I was like, I'm way above all you bitches.
You're so funny. I know.
They just seem so, they're all so immature and like just so basic. Like, no, like Demi's got so much character and she's so quick witted and she's funny.
She said, nobody did Blake hook up with Chris Harrison?
Yes. He said, okay, he's been with this person, that person. Did he hook up with Chris Harrison?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. So still, two nights, no Rose. Pretty upsetting.
Yeah. But they need to pick up the pace next week. If I have to watch for 4 hours.
Yeah, they need to do a little bit more. But I thought Dean was going to be there. I wonder if he backed out. Yes, I saw him on the previews. That's how I know he looks like a porn star. He has a mustache and long hair. Oh, yeah.
Interesting. Well, Mike's coming for a little bit at least.
Hannah's coming for some reason.
No, Mike.
But Hannah is too. Oh. Showed Hannah in the previews.
Oh, I didn't see it.
And one of the guys is like, what is she doing here?
Well, she ain't got no man either.
Yeah. She's going to be the bachelorette again.
That would be interesting.
I think so. They did it with, what was his name?
I think they should have some of the same people back on and see if it works. They did that, remember?
Yes. They'd bring back at least one or two.
Yeah, to be like, she's still not over it.
Yes, that would be good. They need to shake it up a little bit like that. And they so those two are coming on for sure.
And that annoying guy, the one that was on there last time that everybody hated, he was like the villain.
Oh, who?
That blonde guy. He was from
Yes, he wore the stupid clothes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's annoying.
Which one did he like? Did they show in the previews? Of course, Hannah.
I don't know.
They're like twins.
Yeah, everybody's in love with Hannah. Maybe she looks different in real life.
Maybe. I don't know. To me, she just looks like a 10-year-old girl that's trying to be big.
She looks like breathy. Like, like when you look at her, it's like.
And, you know, she's not sweating. She doesn't even have armpit hair. She's not old enough. She has no hormones yet.
Yeah. Well, I have a couple things I'm obsessed with this week.
Ooh, do tell.
Well, I don't know if I'm obsessed with this because I haven't watched it, but Scott Disick has a new show about flipping houses on Bravo.
I recorded it.
Yeah, so that's
flip it with Disick.
Yeah, that's something interesting. He's funny. Speaking
that's
of funny,
catchy. Yeah, I think he is. He's clever.
Yeah, and Kourtney Kardashian would always be like, "What?
Oh,
you're
Scott.
So crazy,
Scott.
I just want to relax." So that might be interesting. I don't know. Regardless of if he's entertaining, the houses surely are expensive and nice because it's in LA. So,
yeah, I tried to watch JoJo and what's his name? The one,
Jordan Rogers.
Yes, their show. The concept of it is they flip your rental space like an Airbnb, so then you can rent it for more money.
Nope, I don't like that idea.
I don't either. And it's like, I don't know.
What do you put? IKEA furniture, a couch, a pull-out couch?
Yeah, and paint everything white. Call it a day. Bam. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't watch it all. I did not enjoy their banter. It was cheesy. So, you know.
Yeah, you have to put like 5 pullout couches so you can say this house sleeps 20 people and it only has 3 rooms.
Yeah. And they did stuff like, and I can't stand this. If it's a decorating show, don't show me any extracurricular activities. It showed them they were in Texas, of course, because I think their first show was here in Texas. It's some woman who owns a honky-tonk, and they were redoing some rental stuff she had. So, of course, they're in the honky-tonk, and they're going to do a dance lesson.
Oh, that's annoying. I don't like that on a
I don't like show. That at all. And so she is like a road-hard Texas woman bartender is what she looks like, and hag. And so she's saying, okay, you're not listening to me. You didn't do this. And so he says, "Woo, I'm afraid." And so JoJo says, "Me too. We better get out." I mean, it was just, I don't know. It just.
That's annoying.
Like, yeah, it was. So, well, watching them. They're Bachelor related. That's why I brought it up.
Yeah. I also am obsessed with Million Dollar Listing. I love the New York listings.
Well, I guess so.
Well, I mean, like, more than the LA ones. I don't care about the LA show.
I like the people, the realtors better in New York.
Well, I just like, I think.
And I guess, do like the city better.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like, I think it's so interesting to see like $2 million, 1,000 square feet.
Yeah. Yeah. But they don't show those very much.
No. And I think that the young one with the dark hair, I think he's so good looking.
Yeah, he's the one who found his true love on a flight.
Well, I hope I find him on a flight. He's so good looking. He looks like he'd be a model, real estate model.
Oh, yeah, he is. Well, he's heading that way.
Well,
I do like that show, too.
And I haven't watched it, really. The reason I really like it is because there's no ongoing drama that you have to pay attention to. You can just pop in, watch it. I mean, they do have some drama, but you know what I mean? It's not like... You missed three shows, so you have no idea what's going on.
Yes, and you can watch. It's like a new episode every time because there's new clients. Real estate,
yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I do like it too. And what's his name? The little Puerto Rican guy? He's back.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Manuel? No, not Manuel. Ricky? No.
He has one earring.
I know. Ricky Ricardo? It's not Ricky.
No.
Reggie! He kind of looks like him, though.
Yeah, he does.
Puerto Ricans look like that.
Yeah.
He's cute as could be. Can't remember his name. Anyway, he's back. So.
Well, and I'm also obsessed with, I have a new YouTube channel to watch.
Ooh.
You know, I always come up with the YouTubes. Yeah. Max Tuning, he is a fitness guy, but he mostly just does daily vlogs, and a lot of his, you know, he's a power lifter, he's a certified personal trainer, but like all of his stuff, like, he kind of makes light of like the fitness world, and like, you know, some fitness people are like super serious, like, we're gonna do this and this and we're gonna see these goals, and he kind of just like does silly stuff like, make sure you get my butt in this squat shot, ready, go, you know, like kind of makes it silly. So he's like really funny, and he's the one that I told you about. He was cooking and he was like, oh, making sure he was reading the ingredients. It was a full day of cooking and he was going to spray Pam, and it said in a fourth of a second it was this amount of calories, so he was going 0, 0, 0, 0 and spraying it over and over.
That's funny.
Yeah, so he's like silly like that. So he's like, this Pam was free.
So did you get your cookies?
No, I'm not going to get it for 2 weeks.
Oh, I thought you got them the same week you ordered them.
No, dude. This is a process. So I bought some cookies from Fat Weird Cookies, which is like a
online
home bakery.
Cookies that you order online.
Yeah, and you can only order them on Sunday. The orders go up, or the products go up at 8 o'clock, opens the lines. You can only order them until they close out, which they say lasts like an hour and a half or something. And then they make them in the week, and then they ship them the following Saturday, and then whatever it takes.
Okay.
And then they guess they redo it on Sunday. So I ordered 3 cookies for $24.
We are in the wrong business.
It actually was $16 plus $7 of shipping and tax.
Dang. Yeah. They better be good. Can I have one?
Yeah. So they're supposed to be these big, fat, weird cookies. They're big and weird. I don't know. So
what's weird about them?
Like they have flavor? Well, they have like in stuff on the inside or like.
Oh.
Yeah. And I think they have quirky names. Like I ordered the Brad, which is, it said, this is everybody's favorite Brad, you know. It was like chocolate chip, chocolate chunk chip or something. I don't know. So,
we'll see. Okay. Interesting.
I did it for a vlog.
Yeah.
Everything is for a vlog.
I love it.
That's what happens when you're a YouTuber.
Well, it's interesting that you remember to even do that because I forget to live my life on the camera.
Oh, well, you didn't grow up this way.
No.
You lived.
You didn't either.
True.
Just think the kids. Just think the babies. They'll grow up like Sawyer already. She would have that phone in her hand 24/7 if I let her.
She has to text people.
Taking selfies.
Yeah, why does she already like it? It's so weird. What is that?
I don't know.
Why do people like it?
I don't know. And Luke could care less. I mean, unless there's a video for him to watch. Like, I see. Like, he'll come and watch if there's a little puppy video or something. But otherwise, he didn't ask me for my phone.
Huh.
Anyway, so they will be the ones growing up.
Yeah, they'll have a lot of vlogs. Yeah. They'll be like, my aunt used to vlog back in the day whenever, like, it was, like, first coming out.
Yeah. Her and my Gigi's podcast used to break up all the time.
Yeah, now we can just speak into our Alexa and it turns into a podcast.
We can just think. We don't even have to talk.
Yeah. Well, that's all I have for the podcast. Do you have anything else?
No, I'm good.
I will be getting an Instapot this weekend, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to follow it, watch our vlog. My vlog.
I already got the Instapot and we've done a couple. Have you published any of that?
No, you had my memory card.
Oh, dang. Okay, well, she's just jealous. So she's going to have to get one too.
Yep.
They really were good when
I just want to cook my chicken in 10 minutes.
And not have to stand over the pot because you just throw the stuff in, turn it on, done.
It's just so great for busy moms.
And we could make some jam.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to do that one day.
I like apple jam. Nobody ever has apple jam.
Because it's not apple jam. It's apple jelly.
Oh, well, I want apple jelly.
We'll have to find a prescription. I mean, a recipe.
If you have toast with peanut butter and it gets melted and you put apple jam on top, apple jelly, whatever.
We could make that.
Tastes like apple pie.
Yeah, we could make that very healthy. You don't have to put sugar. We can buy that monkey juice or whatever. Monk fruit. What is it?
I have no idea.
Yes, you bought some.
Oh, the sugar?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's like stevia.
But it's monk fruit, right?
I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to do that. Okay.
Stay tuned. See us on the vlog if you want to see our stuff.
And follow us on Instagram.
Follow me on Instagram. Lindsay Traha. R. Traha.
And Traha Home.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.